Thanks for listening to this podcast. For more information about Life Church, check out the website, lifechurchhome.com.
In this Christmas season, we are so glad at Life Church that Jesus is at the center of everything that we are doing. The fact is, Jesus is not just a baby. Jesus is alive, he's resurrected, and he's ready to help you through this Christmas season, whatever that looks like, with extended family relationships, with financial challenges, or whatever else you face. Merry Christmas. Let's get this message started.
Well, the truth is, on all of our campuses today, it's already start this Christmas season. Christmas across our nation and across the nations of the world are a time of such crazy commerciality. The commerciality of Christmas can be overwhelming. The stress factor can be crazy. And I have small children in my household. They're growing a bit bigger now, but we started this tradition, this Christmas tradition called the Elf on the Shelf. Yes, we did. Because this Christmas season affects everyone, and so my wife decided, you know, the Christmas elf, if you're not familiar with the concept, is it's hidden from plain sight. And every morning the children wake up, they go through the house, and they try to find out where the elf is hiding. Well, on Friday, I was up and at it early. I left to go to work, and yes, we had an accident in our household. My wife decided to hide the elf in a light fitting, but suddenly smelled smoke through the house about 9 a.m. because one of the children switched the light fitting on, not knowing the elf in the shelf was hidden, not in a shelf, but in a light fitting. That elf found a whole new meaning to that old Jerry Lee Lewis song, Great Balls of Fire. Let me tell you what, that elf literally caught fire, and my wife smelled that. Thank God the house didn't burn down. And that crazy moment as smoke filled the house, it wasn't a fog machine. It was the mystery and the meaning of this commerciality of Christmas. We live in a time when it is crazy. People get consumed by buying things and giving gifts to people that you only see once a year sometimes and never see again. And this commerciality is so took us over. And so I think we've got to base Christmas. We got to base it in what the Bible teaches. And so, yes, I'm going to attempt to teach from the book of Zechariah in 10 minutes, where we find the meaning of Christmas. Zechariah chapter, you're like, really? Seriously? Yes, I am. Zechariah chapter 2. Zechariah is the 11th prophet. There are 12 books of prophecy in the Bible, and he's called the minor prophet. And I'm going to focus on him, not because he's minor, but because of what he says prophesies about who is going to come, this Messiah. So on our screens right now, Zechariah chapter 2, verse 8. For thus says the Lord of hosts, after glory had sent me his messenger to the nations who plundered you, for he who touches you touches the apple or the pupil of his eye. This phrase in Zechariah 2 is something we've been teaching about at Life Church. Because this is the prophet who was living at the time of Ezra as God's people came out of captivity, came out of the culture of the Persian king Cyrus. They came in and they began to talk about building a better life and building a better future. And so here we've got this amazing story and we've got this promise in Zechariah chapter 2. Did you know that God wants to bring glory through your life? Through your family? And this Zechariah promise, and then in the book of Zechariah, we see here in the book of Zechariah, the prophecies about Jesus that occur straight after this. They occur in many places. I don't have time to go into them, but it's in the book of Zechariah, we find out that Jesus, as he was crucified, would be sold for 30 pieces of silver. We find out that the book of Zechariah prophesied 500 years before Jesus, 520 years, that Jesus would come riding on a donkey into Jerusalem. These incredible prophecies that talk about how Jesus would die, how he would crucify. And yet all this concept in the Bible, God's people didn't understand what was about to happen. Why? Because I believe in humanity today, the humanity, people's lives are treated so poorly throughout our society today. We see people in our streets that are filling our cities without hope. They're called homeless people. We see people who are struggling in the economic world that we live in today just to make ends meet. We see record numbers of people going to get food from food kitchens and provision. We have seen more need in our 21st century. We see wars and we see famine. We see so much challenge. And that's not a new picture. That picture started many, many years ago. I've been studying about the struggle and the problems in the world today. And it's said that there are less than 20 minutes of peace throughout the world today since civilization began. In other words, since civilization began, somewhere in the world there's always conflict. There's always a war going on. And so what I want to say about this is there is a huge problem in society today that people are not treated with the dignity and honor and respect that God intended for them. And yet God here says in Zechariah that people are his chosen possession, that people are God's treasure, that whoever touches people touches the very heart of God. The very heart of Life Church is to bring Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us, to this area in the north of England and beyond that, that people would understand, people who are going through divorce and challenges and trying to raise children and trying to make ends meet, that the help that they need is called Jesus. And as we focus in these few moments that I have together, I wanted to focus because God's problem is that if people are so important, what are we going to do about the problems in society today, the needs in the world, all these issues that we're facing today? And so the title of this few moments that I have, I wanted to focus, is this: Help from Heaven Looks Very Human. Help from Heaven looks very human. That in light of all the challenges and all the struggles that Zechariah was talking about, to try to encourage God's people to build his house, to build his place for his presence where he would dwell in the midst of them, that Zechariah 2 goes on to talk about. If you have time, read the book of Zechariah. It's incredible. And when you start to get into this, you start to understand that Zechariah's name in the Hebrew means God remembers. And I want you to know this morning, however you're listening today, that God remembers the brokenness, the challenges, the difficulties that people face. And in those moments, when people say, well, I don't understand why my baby gets sick. I don't understand why my husband left me. I don't understand why I have these challenges and problems. I want to remind everyone listening today that our hope has come from heaven. That when we're facing these challenges and we don't know where they're going to come from, our hope comes from heaven. But here's the problem. Our hope looks very human. Our hope looks so ordinary that we don't understand even what it is. Our hope looks like a friendship. It looks like an invitation. Hey, come with me in the morning to a church called Life Church. It looks like a simple conversation at your workplace tomorrow. And it looks so ordinary that so many people are missing the help that's being sent to them. Let's not forget that when Jesus came, and Zechariah talked about Jesus, when he came, he was born in a place that was so ordinary, in a manger, literally in a place where livestock lived, so ordinary, so human was his humanity that he was overlooked by so many people in the Jewish nation today. And in our passion and our mission, don't confuse the fact that Jesus Christ is now living in you. And that's why the Bible says he is the hope of what? The hope of glory. And when we look at this, we look at God wants to do something magnificent, not for your sake, but for his sake, because he loves people. Every single person matters. And you think, well, I can't get on with my neighbor. I can't get on with the person I work with. I've got a grudge. Listen, I want to talk to you about how this works practically in our lives. God is the God of new beginnings. And when Jesus came, he ushered in a new beginning and a fresh start for every single one of us. Many of us here today, we've accepted Jesus, and so we've had that new beginning. We've received that help from heaven. Once you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, then what happens is we have a fresh start and a new beginning. But now it's our decision. After we have that new beginning, will we then give fresh forgiveness to people around us and even to ourselves? And after we give ourselves fresh forgiveness and we forgive ourselves, of course we have to move to the next level, which I wanted to talk about, fresh favor. I wanted to declare over you that when help comes from heaven, even though it looks ordinary, that God wants to bring fresh favor over your life, over your family, and over your neighborhoods. And that's why this concept in the book of Luke chapter 2, when the angels came to announce the birth of Jesus, they said, glory to God in the highest, goodwill to all mankind, and his favor will dwell on you forever. Goodwill to all mankind, and may his favor dwell on you, Life Church, forever. Goodwill for you forever. Every household, every single parent, every person representing, may God's favor be so fresh on you this every day. That favor, living in that favor, that presence of God, that's a new beginning. And I think we look at that and we say, well, we'll receive the help from heaven. We'll receive that grace on each and every one of us. We'll say yes to that. We'll accept that for our own lives. But I don't think we understand that after you accept and start that new beginning and you have that fresh favor operating, that that fresh favor is not just for you. What I'm trying to describe is that help from heaven looks very human because you are the human help to the world. That's why it looks so ordinary. That's why it looks so average. But God in his magnificence, he wants you to understand this Christmas season that you want to recognize, you want to go to the next level, then realize God wants to use you. He wants to use you even in your humanity, even in your limitations. God wants to use you. He wants to challenge you this Christmas to not just do life as usual. You say, well, you know, we just did a Peter Pan, you know, pantomime here at Life Church this morning. Well, what was that? There was no mention of Jesus in it. There was no mention of God in that. Why are we doing that? You know, it's an ordinary thing. Like people just coming in our church who aren't paid for this. They're just normal people in the congregation, and it looks so ordinary, and it looks so average. And you think, well, if I just invite someone to that, guess what? The world doesn't understand who Jesus is because he's invisible. They can't see him, so they look at your life. They look at you, and they're waiting for an invitation, a simple invitation. Hey, come with me to Life Church next week. Come with me last week. You know, and you come with them, and that's as simple as it is. You come to see a Peter Pan because it's not the production on the platform that makes the difference. It's the conversation. It's the conversation in the car. It's the coffee in Starbucks when they say, I need help in my marriage. I don't know what I'm doing next. I need help. And they don't think about church because church in the 21st century needs so much reinvention and so much life. And so let's talk about what people really need. They need forgiveness. They need grace. They need to know that Jesus Christ is alive right now. Amen. And yet so many of us, we've allowed the burdens and the pressures and the obstacles of lives to just weigh us down in the morning. Church, you need to know that these are the greatest days to be alive. And as we step forward, you've got to understand that there's an enemy called the devil who wants to limit us and contain us and destroy us. And he is ticked off, to borrow a line from Peter Pan. He is ticked off at you and your family. But here's the great news, that he is defeated because we are more than conquerors in Christ Jesus, who loved us and chose us. And what that means is that when we face challenges, when people are in addictions and difficulties, we can put our shoulders back. We can lift our head up high and we can say, Jesus Christ can deliver you from that condition. He can help you in your marriage. And in that kind of response, that help that our world needs today is in this room right now. The help that the north of England needs, the help that Europe needs, sitting right here. Underneath your seats, you're going to see an invitation, a flyer, and Charlotte referred to it earlier today. And I just want you to get it out for one moment. Christmas at Life Church, just this flyer right here, this simple flyer, Christmas at Life Church. We have, several thousands of these printed in many churches throughout Europe. We're going to do this, and around the world today are going to invite people in this Christmas season. But here's the challenge. If help looks very human and very ordinary, and it can be contained in a simple invite and a simple flyer, people say, oh, it's just a flyer, and they get rid of it. They leave it in their car, they leave it in their glove box, they lose it in their household somewhere. Church, people, we're missing the power of a simple invitation. The power of an invitation that looks so ordinary and yet can be used by God to change someone's life forever. And I remember hearing years ago about a young guy who was 19 years old, and he decided to take it on himself to reach his entire university. So he went every door, every location. It took him a month to do it. He spent so much time in his free time doing it. He passed out over 10,000 flyers, just him and a friend himself, to invite people to church. And I know people say flyers never work. People don't come because, you know, it's church. They won't come to church. So let me tell you what happened here at Life Church last Christmas. Last Christmas, some of our team gathered together and prayed, and we had a Love Your Neighbor Day because Jesus said to love your neighbors. And we took this flyer and we prayed over our flyers, and we went into our community and we met a lady called Vilma. Vilma hadn't really been to church before, but Vilma was invited to come to Life Church, and we found out her story. See, she came and with all of her needs and all of her challenges, and Vilma accepted Jesus as her Lord and Savior. And she said, I feel like I've come home. And at that point, Vilma decided to get in a life group, and she joined one of our life groups at Life Church. And for this past year, Vilma has been growing in the things of God, maturing and getting stronger in Christ, all because someone handed her an invitation and a flyer. And Life Church, this morning, we have one of our heroes now with us. Here she is, Vilma, right here on the second row. And Vilma, we want to applaud you for coming home and having the courage to respond when someone handed you a flyer, a simple invitation, and you came and you said yes. And now your life is going to be so different. Your children are going to be so different because of the house of God. We want to honor you. We want to say, we are so glad you're part of our church family. Thank you for coming home. And I hold this flyer right now, and I want you to get it out and look at it for a moment, just where you're sitting. Just get it out and look at it. Simple, ordinary invitation. And before you think, I could invite one person or two people or three people, I want you to think about how many people live around you. Maybe you live in a neighborhood, a flat. Maybe you're part of a dorm at a university. Maybe you could give away 50, 100, 1,000 flyers just yourself and your family. We have 10 million people that live an hour's drive from Life Church. 10 million people. Many of those who have never heard about how great Jesus is. What I say is, why don't we make some strategic plans to reach our neighborhood? So today on our Love Your Neighbor stand, if you want to give flyers to your neighborhood, not just the two or three that are on your seat, but if you want to do strategic giving, then on the Love Your Neighbor stand, you can go out there today and sign up for an entire area. Because this is what I believe. I believe God wants to send ordinary people like you and I to help bring people to our Christmas concerts, to our events over this next season. And we pray to God that each and every individual would understand what I'm asking today. And as we bring this part of the word, I just want to pray in a minute, and then Charlotte's going to come and instruct us what's going to happen next. This is going to take more sacrifice, more giving, and more time than ever before to be able to shift from where we are today to bring the help that hurting humanity need all around us in our region. And so God, we pray right now in Jesus' name. Lord, would you help us? Lord, would you help us be the practical help that so many people need over this Christmas season? Lord, would you help us understand what it means for the glory of God to be evident in people's lives? It's the why you came, Jesus, so that you could empower your church to reach so many people who are broken and hurting over this Christmas season. God, give us ideas and strategies and plans to move beyond just the two or three around us and get strategic about the entire world. Let it be. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thanks for listening to this podcast. For more information about Life Church, check out the website, lifechurchhome.com.
Hey, as we enter through this Christmas season, we really pray that whatever challenges that you're facing, that Jesus would help you through every single one of them. We are so grateful that Jesus is not just a baby any longer, but he is alive and he's waiting for you to ask for help. And if you want prayer for anything, go to Jesus about it. You want somebody to stand with you in your prayer? Email us at hello@lifechurchhome.com or visit one of our campuses over this season. We have campuses in Bradford, England, also in Leeds, Belfast, Northern Ireland, and Warsaw, Poland.